Well, hey, hi, how are you, Andy and Mel? It is 6 o'clock. It is going to be a fine day today. I'm confident of that. Allegedly.
Why do you say that?
Because you didn't remember to turn on your microphone.
Drink.
Drink! Someone tried to give me a drink yesterday for saying a word correctly.
Really?
They didn't know the word. So they got the drink.
Ha!
It was after I did the story about George McGovern.
Yeah.
And they said, you said hospice or something and not hospital. Well, no, actually, he passed away in a hospice.
Yes.
Where you go to be comfortable before, you know, when the end is near.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that.
Now they
apparently,
do.
Apparently. Because I never got a reply back after I texted back and corrected them. I'm one of those people who likes to correct people. I'll admit it.
I know you are.
Well, I know you know it. Well, that's part of my job is to correct you when you get out of line, do something wrong.
Sure.
Or just do it incorrectly.
Sure.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. The presidential debates were last night. Did you watch?
Do you think I watched?
No.
No.
Do you think I did?
No.
No. This is the first one I didn't watch any of it. Usually I'll watch a little bit. But I didn't watch a single bit of any of it last night.
I just had no interest in watching it.
I did, however, find a free TV if anyone's interested.
I saw the picture you posted on Facebook.
Isn't that funny?
Awesome.
It's just sitting out on the corner.
Do you think it really works?
On Cliff Avenue. Oh, I bet it does. It doesn't look like it's... It looks like it was a newer console TV. Like it was probably built in the 90s.
Probably.
And, like, my in-laws have a TV similar to that. That's probably about the same age.
You know, if you actually could take it, and you could take the tube part of out of it, and you can make a dog bed and make it look like a castle.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's so many things you could do with it. You could use it as a target.
You could.
Do some shooting.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
See what it looks like to be Elvis and, you know, blow the tube out of a television while it's running.
Yeah, make sure you videotape that.
Yeah. You could pull all the guts out of it and put a little flat screen in it.
You could. Don't really know what the point
of that would be. It'd be a small flat screen, but...
You could make a kid's playhouse out of it.
For babies.
For little kids.
Dollhouse, maybe, not a playhouse.
Maybe a dollhouse. Put some shelving in where the tube is at.
Or you could make a fort.
You could make a really cool fort.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, I was just driving down on my way home, going down Cliff Avenue, South Cliff, between 229 and 57th. And there's a TV sitting on the corner. Not the kind of neighborhood you usually would find something just sitting on the corner. And
you never know.
I loop back around and pull in, and there is a handwritten note that says, I think it said, working free, and that was it.
All right.
Written on cardboard.
They probably listed in the Craigslist free area.
And it didn't work?
Well, sometimes they just say where it's located at.
Oh, well, yeah, I even put the address in and by, I ended up driving by it again about 8:30 last night. I saw it initially at 5:15. And at 8:30, it was still there.
Oh.
And that was even after I had Facebooked it.
Wow, I can't believe it.
I forgot to drive by this morning.
I can't believe nobody's taken it.
I know.
And now today it's all moist and stuff from the fog, so
yeah,
that's not good.
If it was working, I don't think it is anymore.
No.
Because that fog was thick.
It's like a quarter mile to half mile visibility. In most places on the interstate, it's quarter mile visibility.
Yeah, it was really thick this morning, especially once I came down the hill, down 57th,
yeah,
as you approach Western. Once you went down, it really got thick. Yeah, you can't give away big TVs like that. We had a 27 inch tube TV that we bought a flat screen for our bedroom, and we actually had that big thing on the dresser, and we got our new bedroom furniture.
Wow.
I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And Crystal put it up on Facebook. Anybody need a TV? $25 or best offer. Just a few years before flat screens got real, I bought it when the cheapest flat screen was about $800.
Whew.
So I was not buying a flat screen.
Right.
But I bought that for $200. Good TV.
Mm-hmm.
Worked good. nice picture as far as tube TVs go and not being HD. We lucked out and someone actually paid 20 or 25 bucks for it.
Perfect.
I don't think you get anybody to do that now.
Not in the council thing.
And like my old computer monitor, I was going to take it to electronics recycling. And she's like, why don't you try to sell it? I'm like, nobody wants my 50-pound tube monitor.
Everybody wants CRT, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Nobody wants it.
No.
I mean, if someone might take it if they were desperate and it was free.
Right.
Like their monitor just crapped out. They don't want to spend 150 bucks on a new one. Maybe they would take it off my hands for free.
Maybe.
But yeah, nobody wants that stuff.
I guess,
anymore.
Or if it's going to be like a kid's computer.
Yeah. You know? But even then, they don't usually touch the monitor much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, so presidential debate was last night. Yep. President Obama, Mitt Romney. It was the third debate. It was moderated by Bob Schieffer from CBS.
Oh, how nice.
And you know how Romney in the other debates, if you didn't actually watch them, you had to have seen the clips where he's like constantly interrupting and trying to get the last word all the time. Bob finally called him out.
Governor, you get to go first.
You can't, okay, but you can't have the president just lay out a whole series of items without giving me a chance to respond.
With respect, sir, you had laid out quite a program there.
Well, that's probably true.
We'll catch you up.
Yeah. Finally, someone told him to shut up without saying shut up.
All I have to say is, I've said for the other two debates, blah, 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 debate, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. Well, I dare you not to laugh at this one.
Okay.
Bob Schieffer again.
We know that Pakistan has arrested the doctor who helped us catch Obama's bin Laden. It still provides safe haven for terrorists.
Obama bin Laden.
Why does everybody screw that up?
It's one letter off.
I know. It's
pretty easy. It's pretty easy to do. It's only one letter off. The guy you're talking about, one guy, and the other guy's right in front of you.
That's true. But it's been consistently messed up.
Yeah, it has been. The other thing I wanted to mention here, did you see on TV this whale that sounds like a human being?
No.
Like making noises and stuff?
No way.
It's unbelievable. Nock is a white whale that lived at the National Marine Mammal Foundation in San Diego for 30 years. He died 5 years ago.
Aww.
Scientists released recordings of him and are claiming that he tried to talk to humans. Listen to this.
He sounds like he's singing.
That's what I thought, too. Either that or it's Flo in the Progressive commercial with the kazoo.
Oh, that could be.
One or the other. She is on all the channels, you know.
Tough call.
It is a tough call. last Friday, about 12:45 a.m., a man with a knife busted into an Arby's in Fairborn, Ohio. The only person in the restaurant at the time was the assistant manager, 56-year-old Mary Archer. When the robber demanded money, Mary shoved him and made her escape, wiggling through the drive-thru window and then running off screaming. This week, Arby's fired her. Her supervisor told her that she'd broken Arby's safety and security policy, which prohibits employees from leaving the restaurant or from leaving a restaurant unattended.
Say what?
Mary's response has to be the quote of the year. She explained in her mindset in breaking that policy and running, quote, "I was like, I'm not going to dine Arby's tonight. I'm just not."
Amen, sister.
Yep, amen, Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
Arby's isn't willing to apologize for firing Mary, and Mary doesn't want an apology. She says, quote, "I don't want my job back," even though she's been working there for almost 23 years.
What?
I know. The robber didn't end up getting anything because he couldn't open the safe. Police are still looking for him.
Wow. I would have done the same thing. I'm not staying there.
That was a little short-sighted, though, to just up and fire her because she left the restaurant unattended. The money was locked up safe in the safe.
Yeah.
And what was he going to do? Steal some ham?
So what would they prefer of
roast
her
beef?
To die?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I found that kind of amusing and cruel, but whatever. Drink! Today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why coming up soon. News next. Hang on.
morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel at 622. We are going to top out at 72 today, 55 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Like a good neighbor, stay over there.
Cute.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is October 23rd, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Ryan Reynolds is 36 today. Green Lantern, Van Wilder, The Proposal.
He's so hot.
He's also over 60% abs. Did you know that? Michelle Beadle is 37 today. You don't know who she is. Guys who watch ESPN do.
Okay.
And she's not on ESPN anymore. Oh. I haven't seen her on television since she left ESPN. She was on Sports Nation in the afternoon on ESPN2.
Okay.
She's awesome and
all
hot.
Right.
Makes it easier to watch. Grant Imahara is 42 today. He's the robot master on Mythbusters. He's also the guy who built Craig Ferguson's robot sidekick, Jeff.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Doug Flutie is 50. He's a retired quarterback and college football analyst. He threw a really cool Hail Mary in college that they still show to this day. Alfred Matthew Weird Al Yankovic is 53 today. Sam Raimi, 53, legendary director of The Evil Dead, also Spider-Man trilogy, plus the horror classic Drag Me to Hell. Right now he's working on Oz, The Great and Powerful. Nancy Grace is 53 today. I'm not sure which was less becoming of her on Dancing with the Stars, the nip slip or the gaseous emission. Dwight Yoakam's 56 today.
Ugh.
Really? He was Doyle on Sling Blade.
I am not a fan.
And he did the coolest cover of Suspicious Minds ever.
That is probably the only song of his that I like.
Okay.
Not a fan.
It's not about butterflies and rainbows, that way you don't like his music?
No, I just have never liked him. I don't know what it is. He's kind of creepy.
Well, he's a creepy guy in the movies he's in.
Yeah.
In 1910, also not the greatest day I've ever known, when Blanche Scott became the first woman to fly an airplane by herself. She got 12 feet off the ground and rear-ended a stagecoach.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No. Usually that kind of thing happens when girls drive for the first time, doesn't it?
No.
Usually bump into things.
That's why we drive usually in open area, like a parking lot or a field.
Actually, it was a park over Fort Wayne, Indiana. There was no stagecoach nearby. Dumbo was released on this day in 1941. 1978, CBS Records jacked up the price of new albums to $8.98. But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Because on this day in 2004, Ashley Simpson got caught faking it on SNL.
On a Monday, I'm waiting. Tuesday, I'm fading.
Whoops. Whoops. Yeah, she started singing. If you never saw it, she started singing and there was no music. Her voice was heard and she wasn't singing yet. She was holding the microphone at her side. Yeah. That was...
Oops.
Yeah. She blamed it on acid reflux. Anyway, Ashley Simpson got busted lip-syncing on SNL on this day in 2004, and that's why today, October 23rd, is... How embarrassing is that?
Oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed for her.
Like when Milli Vanilli's tape got hung up.
Yeah.
Or the CD started skipping. What's coming up in the dirt?
The latest Lindsay Lohan drama and the latest on JT and Jessica Biel's wedding coming up in the dirt.
It's 626, I want a 4.7.
So... This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:39. We're going to top out today at 72. Not bad at all. There's some rain coming tomorrow, and then I have 2 days off, and I really don't care.
Okay.
I got to work Saturday, though. And we got the zombie walk.
We do have that Saturday. Yeah. That should be fun.
Did you hear Maroon 5's going on tour with the Neon Trees?
I did hear that. I heard they're going to be in Minneapolis.
They'll be at the X on March 4th.
March 4th. I thought it was 24th for some reason. It was stuck in my head. So no. March. I am excited.
It's on March 4th this year.
I might even go to that. I don't know. What day is that on? Why are you putting your hands on your hip?
I don't know. I just did. I didn't even think about it.
You did like a, really? Like, you're
no,
not
I just put my hand on my hip because it seemed comfortable at
when
the time.
When you dip, I dip. We dip. It puts your, sorry.
Okay. That was a complete jerking of the wheel into the ditch.
Some days, no, that wasn't.
You didn't even wait for an exit. You went into the ditch.
That was not. It was just singing a little song there.
Okay, first off, we're talking about Maroon 5. All of a sudden, why did you put your hand on your hip? That's so weird. Why did you do that? If you dip, we dip, we dip. Focus the mechanism.
I need a pill.
Yeah. So Maroon 5 is going on tour with the Neon Trees.
Woop woop.
This starts February 13th. If you want to go to Columbus, Ohio, otherwise you can catch them in St. Paul at the XL Energy Center. Obviously, you're not supposed to bounce around from job to job to job every 6 months because it doesn't really look good on your resume, and there's no real reason to do that because it is just bad. According to Monster.com, though, you shouldn't stay at the same job too long either.
Okay.
Staying at the same company is fine as long as you get promoted at some point. But if you don't, they say you shouldn't stay for more than 4 years. Here are the top three reasons. Your skills start to become outdated. In other words, you get into a routine of doing the same thing every day and you don't learn anything new or new ways of doing things.
Hmm.
And then someone younger and smarter comes along and makes you look stupid. Especially true if you work in technology. It prevents you from advancing in your career. Once you've been in the company for over 2 years without a promotion, they say start looking for another job. And if you've gone more than 4 years without a promotion, your chances of getting one are even worse.
Both of us are screwed.
Yeah, we're hosed. Because you've been here, what, 3 years?
Yep.
So I've been here
past
eight.
The 2 year one.
I'm almost 9 years for me. My problem is I got promoted like a year after I started working here.
And there's no place really for you to go right
not
now.
Not really, unless I want to be a salesman and I don't want to sell anything.
You're not good at it.
No.
I would be good at it. You're not good at it.
No. No.
No what?
I wouldn't be good at
it.
Yeah. It also makes you seem unmotivated. It also raises a few other red flags for hiring managers, including that you might be hard to train and might not adapt well to a new office.
How would you be hard to train if you've been in the same place for a while?
Going back to number one and then that one, you've been doing the same thing all the time.
That's true.
And I don't know if I necessarily agree with if you use technology, not work in technology.
Yeah, because we're constantly learning new things, I think.
Yeah, but how about in another 15 years?
Well,
would we still be as eager to learn Windows 17?
It'll probably be 17 by then, won't it?
Because whenever there's a new computer thing, it's like around some people in our building, it'll be like, oh.
Well, but I don't think I don't think it'd be that way for us.
There's still people in this building wish we were using tape.
It's true.
Us? I don't know. The older I get, though, the more I want to stick to the stuff I learned when I was younger.
Right.
It's like, I already learned all that. I don't want to relearn something new.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm always learning new things, so I think that's good.
Well, yeah, it is, so long as you keep doing it. But you don't notice yourself not wanting to... Never? With anything?
Writing blogs sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Just because I, like, when the days that I don't feel so creative, like, what am I going to write about? And I sit there and think about it forever. And I finally come up with something.
Yeah. I just rehashed something old. There, I got my two done today. Ooh, leave me alone. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, 6:52, foggy this morning and a high of 72. There is an accident, kind of a bad one. Traffic's getting rerouted. There's an accident right in Ellis. So if you're going through Ellis on the T. Ellis Road this morning, you're probably going to want to take a different route because they're... we just got a call from Amanda, and she had no idea where she was because of the detour the police were making her take.
And because it's so dark out
and it's so
with the fog.
Darker than the inside of a cow out this morning.
Yeah.
So
less than a quarter mile visibility going on this morning.
And I would avoid the small hamlet of Ellis this morning.
Okay.
So it's important to sound smart today. Because you need to separate yourself from people who leave comments on YouTube videos and write on Facebook.
Okay.
And have a Twitter account.
Alrighty.
That should be your only goal in life. According to the website, First to Know, you need to use big words to sound smart. You just need to cut these five, or you don't need, sorry, I misspoke. You don't need to use big words to sound smart. You just need to cut these five out.
Okay.
Because they make you sound stupid.
Oh.
Actually.
I use that word all the time.
We use it to add punch to a sentence, but it's supposed to mean something that's present or exists in reality.
I think I use it in the right sense, so I don't know.
Basically.
I use that a lot.
You should only use it when you're truly simplifying something complicated.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just a word people use incorrectly to add more punch.
Alrighty.
Honestly. When you say honestly, you're subtly implying that everything you've said up to that point has been dishonest or embellished.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I usually say it like in when I'm getting upset or something, like, honestly.
Literally. We use literally way too much when we really mean figuratively.
Oh.
Literally only applies to something that is 100% true and not exaggerated at all.
Hmm.
As in, my phone is black and white. My phone is literally black and white.
It is.
It's not literally black, because the back of it's white.
Oh.
And the other one you should stop using, if you want to sound smart, is like.
Like actually?
Like actually, basically, honestly, literally, OMG.
Like.
I kept wanting to, like, every time you said, I use that word all the time, I wanted to nail you on it and go, well, there you go. But I use those words too. I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
All except. I do use like from time to time.
Earlier, you said it like 3 or 4 times in a sentence.
Did I?
Yeah. Off the air.
No, really?
Really? Honestly, you did.
Or literally, I did. You literally said like 3 times.
Actually, I think it was 2.
Okay, great.
Hot 1047.com.